That concert event was such a big deal and so successful that John Hammond wanted to do it again almost exactly a year later, Friday in just before Christmas in 1939. As we mentioned, a few of the performers who had taken the stage in 38 were not available because they were gone. They had perished, and that's true for Tommy Ladnier. Some others had left the band or left availability. Some others still were going to be rotated out by decision or just by happenstance and have other people take the same roles. But generally speaking, there were still spiritual groups singing in harmony. There would be still some people playing folk music. There still would be the blues, of course, and there still would be swing and traditional jazz represented within the December 24th, 1939 concert. In this case, there is a preserved recording of the announcement that was made by the MC for the event, who was a professor at Howard University. He was a poet and a bit of a historian himself and a scholar of the blues, a man called Sterling Brown. And professionally, he was Sterling A. Brown. And we're going to let his words lead us into largely a free-flowing listen to the next year's concert. Sterling Brown gives us the introduction. Then the Golden Gate Quartet is going to come on and perform. They are Willie Johnson, the first bass voice, Henry Owens, the first tenor voice, William Langford, second tenor, and Arlandus Wilson, the second bass voice. They're going to sing Gospel Train, I'm On My Way, and then Noah. And then we'll program change into the Benny Goodman Sextet and come up to tell you all about that as we get to it. Music now from the second From Spirituals to Swing concert, Carnegie Hall, Christmas Eve, 1939. You're hearing it on WICN on 90.5 FM and WICN.org.
From Spirituals to Swing, as the program notes explain, is not an evening of history. It is not a tracing of evolutionary steps. It is not giving what existed a score of years ago, but what has its own exciting validity today. It is not within my province or power, and probably not within your patience, for me to give a history of the music of the American Negro. I should like to give, however, let us say, a capsule of this history. Let us gaze for a brief moment at the past. Legends say, and the documents of the slave trade establish, that in the terrible Middle Passage, slaves were brought on deck for air and exercise, and were bidden to sing. And they were lashed into singing happy songs, lashed into singing that which would keep them from brooding. Without too great a fancy, cannot we see here the germinal idea of the minstrel nonsense gay jingles? The harried captives, however, could not sing or could not feel these forced songs in this strange floating world. Deep in the hold, away from the watchfulness of the sailors and the captains, they could sing their own songs in their own way. And they could moan deep in the dark and crowded holds of the black man's trouble in a strange captivity. In the spirituals of slavery, the spirituals expressed what Christianity had taught these slaves. It expressed, of course, resignation. By and by, I'm going to lay down this heavy load. It expressed, keep me from sinking down. It expressed sometimes the joyful escape. I'm going to feast at the welcome table, or when the saints go marching home. Or it expressed the despair the blind man stood on the road and cried. Or it expressed in that couplet, I don't know what my mother wants to stay here for. This old world ain't been no friend to her. But it likewise had its urgent challenges. Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel? Why not every man? Or that clarion call, go down Moses, way down in Egypt land, tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. But side by side with these spirituals, of course, we had the breakdown, the jigs, the syncopation of Jubidus, Jubidat, Jubaskin, the yellow cat. Hold on, Dinah, she got drunk, fell in fire, and kicked out a chunk. Or the sardonic My old missus promised me before she died she'd set me free. She lived so long till her head got bald and she give out the notion of dying at all. My old master promised me before he died he'd set me free. But my old master's somehow gone and he left me healing up home. Yes, old master promised me, but his papers didn't leave me free. A dose of poison helped him along, made a devil preach his funeral song, which I submit to you as something of a grandfather for Louis Armstrong. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal. We have likewise, of course, the very glorious song of John Henry, the ethical hero of the Negro working class, who died with his hammer in his hand, and one version of whose song we shall hear tonight. For jazz, for ragtime, for the growth of hot jazz, with such pioneers as Buddy Bolden, seem to hear Buddy Bolden say, and King Oliver, Crown Prince, Prince Louis, and so forth. We have those told in so many fine books, particularly in Sargent's American Jazz Music and in Jazz Men, in numerous articles by numerous authorities, and those will be the link between that music of the past and the music of the evening. Pat welcomes you, therefore, to an evening of American music, from spirituals to swing.
All aboard! Get on!
Well, it's better than being up to living. Joe's friend started a thief with him, another from 1 to 5. This is Joe, you're sick and you won't get well. You better curse Joe, go and die. He said, I'm on my way to the kingdom land. I'm on my way
to the kingdom land.
Now if you don't go,
and if you don't go,
I'll turn you off.
You heard four pieces of sound that involved three pieces of music from the From Spirituals to Swing concert of 1939. In reverse order, the Golden Gate Quartet sang for us Noah. Before that, they sang I'm On My Way, and before that, another spiritual, Gospel Train. And to open the proceedings of our listen was also the sound that was heard as the keynote for the December 24th, 1939 concert at Carnegie Hall, Sterling A. Brown introducing what's going on with this whole nature of the From Spirituals to Swing concert. He's told us, and we're living under that umbrella as we listen to the next sequence also, which involves the Benny Goodman Sextet. Goodman was the king of swing and had made history at Carnegie Hall the previous year. This is now almost 2 years prior to the moment that we're examining, with Benny Goodman bringing his entire orchestra and also the small groups broken out of it, and also some distinguished visitors from other bands, Ellington's and Basie's most notably, to the January 16th, 1938 Carnegie Hall concert that really was epoch-making in terms of bringing jazz to Carnegie Hall. From Spirituals to Swing, the first concert, sat on the shoulders of that, and now it was time to bring the King of Swing here. And notably, as a white performer with two other white people in the band, he was the integrating force on stage in this event. Goodman's sextet involved himself on clarinet, Nick Fatool playing drums, Artie Bernstein on bass, the pianist Fletcher Henderson, who had had so much to do with building the ensemble structures that Goodman had become the King of Swing with, Benny Goodman's recent new friend on vibraphone, that's Lionel Hampton, and his most recent new friend on electric guitar was Charlie Christian, another figure who could not have taken the stage a year earlier because nobody knew who he was. Even John Hammond, who helped to make the connection between Goodman and Charlie Christian, had not yet met Charlie Christian at that moment. So this was new, and it was news, and it was great. Charlie Christian, guitarist as the special new soloist in the Benny Goodman Sextet. They performed the following: I Got Rhythm, then Flying Home, then Memories of You, Stompin' at the Savoy, and then Honeysuckle Rose. And after that, we'll hear from James P. Johnson as soloist. We'll tell you more about that in a second.